Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's doing well. We got a lot of news to cover today. News still breaking about all sorts of stuff, sticking with politics mostly. Luckily, we decided not to go to war with Iran. Thank goodness, right? We'll bring you the reason why this has occurred and whether this is a long-lasting pause in the endeavor or whether we'll have some sort of new outbreak of violence sometime soon. But we have a lot of domestic news to talk about today as the insurrection continues and a bunch of important court cases and hearings are going on all around the country. We'll be joined in the next hour by Tyler Nixon, who was watching the entire Tina Peters hearing, and he'll give us a breakdown on that. We have some videos from that yesterday as a woman who tried to stop the theft of the 2020 election by doing her job is instead being forced to rot away in prison, probably till she dies if the Democrats have their way. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the Ides of January 2025. Three men arrested for attempted murder of feds in Minneapolis, ID'd as illegal immigrants from Venezuela. The three men arrested for ambushing an ICE agent in Minneapolis on Wednesday have all been identified as illegal immigrants from Venezuela who were let back into the country under the Biden administration, officials said Thursday, calling the attack an attempted murder of federal law enforcement officers. The Department of Homeland Security said the suspects, Julio Cesar Sosa Celis, Alfredo Alejandro Adorno, and Gabriel Alejandro Hernandez Ledzima were all in the country illegally and are now in ICE custody. And we'll bring you I'll read you the report of what actually happened with these guys, but it's a farce. I think the technical term for it is a complete and utter farce, like a comedy sketch. Meanwhile, earnings fall short at Bank of America, Citi, J.P. Morgan, and Wells Fargo. For a year, Wall Street's dominant theme has been the so-called K-shaped economy in which the well-to-do have powered financial activity despite lower earners' struggles. This week, the nation's largest banks reported a broadly disappointing set of quarterly earnings. The first stumble in a year-long spree of rising markets and softening regulations paid off handsomely for the finance set. And this was basically being reported as U.S. banks show the first cracks of what may well be their final collapse. Denmark talks China-Russia threat to Greenland amid Trump clash. Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen recaps a meeting with the Trump administration. He admitted he shared concerns with President Donald Trump and U.S. officials over Greenland's vulnerability to Chinese and Russian influence, despite his firm opposition to a U.S. takeover. And negotiations are still going on behind the scenes, with America trying desperately to buy Greenland because we just don't feel like taking it over militarily, even though we could. Meanwhile, Trump threatens to invoke Insurrection Act against Minnesota rioters. Good, and he should. Again, we'll bring you more information. I mean, that's going to be our top story. What has gone on with the ongoing insurrection that, yes, could be stopped at any moment with the Insurrection Act, but we're not for some reason. Finally, we have this. The U.S. is pressing Mexico to allow U.S. forces to fight cartels. The United States is intensifying pressure on Mexico to allow U.S. military forces to conduct joint operations to dismantle fentanyl labs inside the country, according to an American official. The push comes as President Trump presses on the Mexican government to grant the United States a larger role in the battle against drug cartels that produce fentanyl and smuggle it into the United States. The proposal was first raised early last year and then largely dropped, officials said, but the request was renewed after U.S. forces captured President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela on January 3rd and has involved the highest levels of government, including the White House, according to official sources. That is your Daily Dispatch for this Thursday, brought to you, of course, by TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have a brand new product at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's called War Cry, and it's smelling salts. Folks, if you've never tried smelling salts, be prepared. This stuff is powerful. I just opened the bottle and it almost knocked me out. This stuff's crazy. I'll tell you about it on the other side.
G-Man, all the free-flowing methylene blue is now mine! We'll be right back.
No way, you evil scum. Methylene Blue is for everyone.
Order Methylene Blue at the alexjonesstore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at the alexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Ooh, welcome back, folks. I gotta say, stuff is strong. This stuff might be too strong. My eyes are watering. It probably looks like I'm crying. Give me the one shot here. At the beginning of the last break, I took a whiff of the smelling salts. Do my eyes look a little bit red? My God. This stuff is strong. I've done smelling salts before. And nothing like this. My goodness. I mean, you never want to, like, shove your nose in it and smell. Usually, you know, you get it sort of near the bottle and you, like, waft it towards you. This stuff, I literally just opened the bottle and it was like I got punched in the face. In a good way. In a very good way. Oh boy, yeah, if you've never used smelling salts, they'll wake you up, I'll tell you that. I've used ones before. I've never tried anything as even remotely as strong as this stuff. It's called War Cry. It's called War Cry at thealexjonesstore.com. It's a powder, and you mix in about a tablespoon of water, and you shake it up, and you let it sit for about a minute, and then you open it, and you give it a little whiff, and boy, howdy, I'll tell you that. I'm crying. This stuff is really powerful. I've never been hit like that before. War Cry Premium Smelling Salts. You just add 12.5 milliliters, about one cap full of water. Shake, and it's ready. Immediate wake-up call gives you a primal jolt needed to break brain fog and get battle-ready focus. Personally recommended by Alex Jones and myself now, but not for the faint of heart, folks. Not for the faint of heart. You get a free limited edition InfoWars hat, by the way. I believe I have it right here. I believe this is the limited edition. It's actually the only way to get this hat right now. It's a limited edition InfoWars hat with your order of War Cry smelling salts. Plus, of course, you get the 50 times entries on the incredible Ford Raptor and Ford 250 diesel. Plus, $10,000 in cash as part of our giveaway. Every dollar spent gets 50 times entries. Plus, you get a free hat. No minimum to spend with any order. And go right now to try the new War Cry smelling salts. If you've ever tried smelling salts, I pretty much guarantee you've never tried one like this. And if you've never tried smelling salts, might I encourage you to try them out yourself. Especially if you have any ladies fainting in your parlor, the smelling salts is what they always go to. That's why I always just knew it from like Count of Monte Cristo. They'd always have smelling salts. I didn't realize that it was still around. But then my friends had some a couple months ago. I tried it, and it's like, oh, wow. All right. I get it. It really does wake you up something fierce. Okay, War Cry, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. Now, we've got a lot of news to get to. I feel like the smelling salts just hit a reset button in my brain. I'm like, I got to refocus now. We had a pretty... that's what it's like. I mean... And he got really close. I'm telling you, I literally just opened the bottle about a foot away from my nose. And I still have tears forming in my eyes. Wow. Okay. Powerful stuff. We had a pretty interesting show yesterday. I have to say, probably went a little bit farther on certain topics than I typically do. For good reason, because they're trying to take our First Amendment. We're not going to let them. But... my God, did I get a lot of compliments. I probably got more text messages from friends about that show than any other show I've ever done, which Just to let you know, man, if we were doing nothing but just chasing popularity, chasing whatever was most popular or most, I don't know, driven by the algorithm, we'd be doing very different shows. Now, we have an entirely separate set of priorities and things that we're pursuing, and that is the betterment of the world and stopping the hijacking of all of our various systems by the most evil people in the world. But we've also had a follow-up from old Shabos that we'll have to get to at some point as he's trying to clarify his statements, and it's only making everything worse. Like I said, we'll be joined by Tyler Nixon in the 4:30 time slot, Central Time, and we'll talk about Tina Peters, and we have a bunch of clips from that as well. Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act, but he's been threatening to invoke this for a while. And I've seen some almost Q-level conspiracy stuff saying that he has done things in the past that have put the building blocks in place so that once he issues the Insurrection Act, it'll be, you know, it'll happen smoothly. Like, one of the things is you have to, you know, issue warnings. You know, you have to demand that people comply, and when they don't, then they're in violation of the act once it comes into force. And he's already made all of those warnings. He's already issued all of those declarations. In some cases, they've been buried in other declarations, but like technically it fulfills the requirement. I don't know why he doesn't do this. The videos that we're seeing out of Minnesota over the last few days are an insurrection, not a January 6th style insurrection where a bunch of unarmed tourists take an unapproved tour through the Capitol. No, this is mobs of violent rioters storming weapons caches and seizing weapons to then use against ICE. And you have the local authorities there encouraging this every step of the way. And the police, of course, refusing to engage in any of the lawful orders that ICE is acting under. And that needs to be understood by everybody, because it is a sentiment that I'm seeing more and more. And we talked about this a little bit already when a couple weeks ago it was a bunch of the podcasters that helped Trump get elected seemed to be getting cold feet about ICE. And people like Joe Rogan going, I know we need deportations, but like, really, you're going to take people away from their family? You know, they were sort of getting cold feet, getting nervous about what must be done to save this country. And it's easy to just go, yeah, well, too bad. This is what we need to do, and we're just going to do it. And that is, you know, the reality, and we do just have to do this. I mean, that's just it. But this is a very, very common sentiment. And I've been hearing it from people outside of politics quite a bit. There's people in, you know, that I know in my personal life or through kids or whatever. And the perception is that ICE is creating chaos, ICE is causing problems, ICE is, you know, acting tyrannically. Obviously, this is all based on lies, but it's also based on primarily the failure of local police to cooperate with ICE. That is what is causing all of the chaos, and that has to be understood. That is the only reason there's any chaos at all. And you know this because Obama deported more people than Trump has in his term. There was no big catastrophe. There's no big chaos because under Obama, the left still understood that you need to get rid of illegal aliens, and we're happy to cooperate with ICE in fulfilling the law. That's the difference. That's the main difference. And all of the chaos lies squarely in the laps of Tim Walz and Jacob Frey and all of the other sanctuary city politicians that are refusing to allow their local law enforcement to cooperate with ICE. That is the issue. That is the problem. And it feels like that's the route we should go towards. Like, that's what you need to rip up by the root, is the leadership that is instructing the local police not to cooperate with ICE and is actually helping to fund disruptor groups go in and fight ICE. That's what's causing all of this, and that's what the solution needs to be. And again, it's I don't understand how you can let these local authorities defy ICE like this and then use the resulting chaos that they cause to then call for more attacks on ICE. And that's what they're doing. Yeah, they're clever. They're being cute with it. It's all, oh, just get up in their faces, but I didn't call for violence. Oh, go out and disrupt and get in the way, but I never called for violence, though. Why do we have to treat these people like they're acting in good faith? They're obviously not. And Tim Walz comes out, and first of all, completely embarrassingly, tries to do a live stream where his audio is doubled and you can't even understand what he says. But what he says, if you could understand it, is to go out and confront ICE. The same thing they've been saying every time. Every time there's been some outbreak of chaos or violence or Renee Good gets killed, at every step, the Democrat politicians are out behind microphones encouraging the violence, inciting the chaos, telling their people, go get involved, go do more, go double down, go get in their faces. And their supporters are listening to them and doing it. And it's getting more chaotic. So how do you not arrest these people for incitement to violence? When they tell their followers to go out and face ICE, and the next like 2 hours, ICE agents are attacked with a shovel and almost murdered. Okay, what? Like, what are we doing here? How are these people not being arrested when they are deliberately inciting violence against federal authorities that is actually getting people hurt? Why are we allowing this to continue? And what is the holdup of invoking the Insurrection Act? What is the threat of the Insurrection Act? I can't think of a reason. I mean, I think the last time the Insurrection Act was invoked was 1992 and the riots in LA. I mean, those were, you know, pretty bad. It was, you know, whole chunks of the city were in martial law. But it also, I wouldn't call it an insurrection. It was more just like random riots. It was more just like looting and attacking random people that they could find on the street. This is an insurrection. This is a deliberate attempt to either destroy or usurp the power of the federal government. This is a literal insurrection. So we'll go to some of these videos. Let's go to clip 9. This is Mayor Jacob Frey pushing for a civil war and putting the blame squarely where it doesn't belong. And this is why I started this off with this. You have to understand, the same amount of deportations have occurred for the 100 years before 2025. Only in 2025 did it become this chaotic because the local authorities refuse to cooperate and are just not enforcing the law because they don't want to. Here's Jacob Frey saying exactly the opposite. Let's watch.
And we're in a position right now where we have residents that are asking the very limited number of police officers that we have to fight ICE agents on the street, to stand by their neighbors. We cannot be at a place right now in America where we have two governmental entities that are literally fighting one another. Why are we put in this position? We're put in this position because we have approximately 600 police officers in Minneapolis, far fewer that are able to work at any given time. And there are approximately 3,000 ICE agents in the area. 3,000.
Okay. There should be more. There should be a hell of a lot more. It sounds like what you're saying is that the local police can't handle the situation that you've put their city in, and so you probably need resources from some higher power like the federal government. I guess maybe the federal government should send in peacekeeping forces because, as you admit, Jacob Frey, your municipal powers are incapable of dealing with the chaos that you keep inspiring. So I guess we should probably declare the Insurrection Act. That's a good point. It's a good point, Jacob. Mayor Frey, illegal alien shot as federal officers attacked by shovel-wielding suspects in Minneapolis. So again, Tim Walz comes out and says, go get in these people's faces. Jacob Frey is saying, you know, this is a civil war and you know, we have to go out and fight ICE agents. And a few hours later, an illegal alien attacks ICE agents with a shovel, almost killing them. They have to actually fire back. And the whole thing becomes chaotic. And actually, I want to see if I can find the actual, like, description of this event, because the whole thing is absurd. Like I said, it plays like a farce. It's, I don't know. It's like we're sending out the Three Stooges to go round up Venezuelans. And it is not the most efficient way. It's not the most effective way. It doesn't make any sense why we're doing it this way, except that the local authorities refuse to help, and we're having to do what we have to do to get it done in whatever way that we can. But this is completely inefficient, and I really can't help but think it's deliberate. It almost has to be. But this is what happened, all right? Just imagine, okay? From Homeland Security at DHS.gov. At 6:50 p.m. Central Time, federal law enforcement officers were conducting a targeted traffic stop in Minneapolis of an illegal alien from Venezuela who was released into the country by Joe Biden in 2022. In an attempt to evade arrest, the subject fled from the scene in his vehicle and crashed into a parked car. The subject then fled on foot. The law enforcement officer caught up to the subject on foot and attempted to apprehend him when the subject began to resist and violently assault the officer. While the subject and law enforcement were in a struggle on the ground, two subjects came out of a nearby apartment and also attacked the law enforcement officer with a snow shovel and a broom handle. As the officer was being ambushed and attacked by the two individuals, the original subject got loose and began striking the officer with a shovel or the broomstick. Fearing for his life and safety as he was being ambushed by three individuals, the officer fired a defensive shot to defend his life. The initial subject was hit in the leg. All three subjects ran back into the apartment and barricaded themselves inside. The attacked officer and subject are both in the hospital. Both attackers are in custody. This attack on another brave member of law enforcement took place while Minnesota's top leaders, Governor Waltz and Mayor Fry, are actively encouraging an organized resistance to ICE and federal law enforcement officers. And it's just like, are we not embarrassed? I mean, are we not embarrassed by this whole ordeal? They've got an illegal alien in a car. They pull him over in a traffic stop. He tries to escape, crashes his car, gets out. They're chasing on foot. They happen to catch the guy outside of an apartment where two other random Venezuelan illegal immigrants happen to live. They see a brawl happen and just come out and start wailing on the agents with a shovel and a broomstick, and the one guy's getting away. It's this one ICE agent against three guys, because two guys popped out of the bushes. Just, you can't go anywhere. You flip over a rock in Minnesota, and two Venezuelan criminals pop out and start attacking the cops. Like, what is this? This is insanity. This is genuinely insane. And like I said, this whole time, what we should be doing is locking down entire neighborhoods and just going house to house. Because obviously, that's how big this problem is. I mean, what are the odds? What are the odds that you not only have illegal aliens in the bar apartment where this foot chase happens to end, but that they're so, I don't even know what the word is, confident and radicalized, that their first instinct when they see a cop fighting a guy in their front lawn is to go out and start wailing on the cop with a shovel? What are we talking about here? That's the official recitation of the facts from DHS.gov on X. Is this Three Stooges level absurdity? And it's just like, what are we doing here? It's like, then the agent started to run but stepped on a rake that snapped up and smacked him in the face. He turned around and tried to run the other way when another rake snapped up in his face. I mean, this is where we're at. We're at the Sideshow Bob level of deportations at this point. It's just outrageous. They finished off by saying their hateful rhetoric and resistance against men and women who are simply trying to do their jobs must end. Federal law enforcement officers are facing a 1,300 increase in assaults against them as they put their lives on the line to arrest criminals and lawbreakers. See that last paragraph? This is the frustrating part. It's almost like the Trump administration, the DHS, the right wing in this country, it's like we expect the left to acknowledge what's happening. It's like we have this delusion where if we explain to them that ICE isn't evil, they're going after illegal aliens, they're going after criminals, They're going after rapists and murderers, and it's completely lawful, and they don't deserve to be attacked while doing this. These are regular people with families. Like, this is bad. And it's like we expect the left to be like, you know, I'd never thought of it that way. You know, maybe we shouldn't be intolerable assholes against them. No, this is never going to happen, folks. Again, their hateful rhetoric and resistance against men and women who are simply trying to do their jobs must end. Must end? What does that mean? You mean that you want it to end? To say, this must end, that's like a command, right? So they're not listening to you, and they're not going to listen to you. And at every step, they've accelerated and elevated their language to be more confrontational, to be more insightful. Inciting, I should say. Yeah. There you go, the three Venezuelan guys. This is ICE at work here. But I just get sick of this, like, this inciting rhetoric must end. And then, like, that day, Jacob Fry's out there just being like, this is ICE's fault, and everybody has an obligation to get out there and get involved. And it's just like, do you expect them to come to this conclusion on their own? Do you expect them to at some point go, you know, this has gone on too far. People are going to get hurt. I know that we're against ICE, but we have to do it legally. They're never going to do that. The only option here is to force them to do it. That's it. Can we not understand this? I'm sorry I'm getting triggered over this, but it's like we keep hearing this, where it's like, this must end. This is unacceptable, the way the Democrats are being. And the Democrats are just like, oh, well, idiot, maybe we won't miss next time. You know, and it's like, okay, you have to stop appealing to their humanity. It doesn't exist. You have to stop trying to invoke their humanity. It's not there. You have to crush them. I swear, it's like trying to teach a new parent. It's like, do you know what happens when you tell your kid, you don't do that anymore, and then they do it immediately right in front of you, and then you go, bah, this really has to end. You really shouldn't do that. But you don't punish them. You don't do anything about it. They laugh in your face and do it again right in front of you. Like, you're spoiling the child. You're ruining the child because they need to learn. And every threat you make that goes unfulfilled, every demand you make that gets laughed at and ignored, erodes your standing, erodes your gravitas, erodes your ability to have influence over these people. The only thing to do is to make a demand. And when that demand is not met, to punish them brutally. And that can be financially, or it can be legally, and just arresting these people for inciting an insurrection. They're not arrested. They keep accelerating it and keep making it worse. So you either have to arrest them, or in some other way, disempower them completely. And just go, all of this chaos and all of this madness and all of this stupidity is all the consequence of these stupid sanctuary city laws, with these elected officials not fulfilling their obligations, failing their oaths. They committed perjury when they took that oath and swore to uphold the Constitution. They're not doing that. They have to be removed and replaced with people who will instruct the local law enforcement to participate with ICE. Problem solved.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped. But the sea moss is a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing. But I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and Nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, folks. This is the War Room. It's just getting crazier and crazier in Minneapolis. Story at InfoWars.com. Minneapolis militants raid federal vehicle, steal weapons and documents. Rioters destroyed several federal vehicles in Minneapolis last night and stole government property, including weapons, ammunition, and sensitive documents, according to reports. Following the reported ambush of federal immigration officers who defensively shot an illegal alien during a vicious attack, left-wing radicals gathered on the north side of the city to wreak havoc and engage in mob criminality. Federal officers reportedly deployed flashbangs and tear gas after the mob ignored orders to disperse. But we have videos, and I mean, for several minutes, these people are, you know, uncontestedly destroying a federal vehicle. And I don't know what the ICE vehicles are like, but I remember when, yeah, it was those exact type of safes back there. I mean, the federal vehicles have armories in them. This one doesn't look like it was as full of guns and stuff, but obviously there are at least some guns. That says FBI rifle. So, I mean, these people have to be identified and obviously tracked down and arrested. They stole documents showing people's names, doxing the ICE officers, their home addresses, as well as, you know, where they plan to go. They've got cars spray painted with F ICE, and I believe that one says the only good agent is a dead agent. spray painting death threats on these cars. And again, I don't know what the ICE vehicles are like. I know I've seen inside the weapons lockers in the back of FBI cars, and I don't know if I've ever seen as much weaponry as I had. I mean, literally, they open up the back of these black SUVs the FBI guys ride around in, and you see it there. It's like this sort of slide-out locker. And the ones I've seen, I mean, it had grenade launchers and automatic rifles and all sorts of fun stuff. So luckily, they didn't get anything that sizable, but obviously, they'll do it again. I mean, why wouldn't they, right? Especially if they don't get arrested, if the same people do it, if now everybody in these activist rioting groups now realizes, hey, you know, ICE vehicles have these weapons we can then steal and then turn them against the ICE agents. So just absolute chaos, a literal insurrection, and this is like African Civil War style stuff where people raid weapons caches, arm themselves, and then go around and do it again. And again and again and again. Now, already we've been watching this for probably 3 minutes. Mobs of people taking this safe that is full of, I guess, weapons and documents and all sorts of sensitive material. Not a cop to be seen, not an agent in sight. So where are they? Why are they letting this happen unopposed? Where is the tear gas? Where are the flashbangs? This guy's got a hatchet that he's using to bust it apart. But, you know, take his time. He's got all the time in the world. No one's coming to stop him. So this is just total anarchy. This is just total lawlessness on the streets of Minneapolis because the local police refused to respond. And apparently the federal authorities are overstretched there as well. So I want to go to a pretty extensive report here about what has happened over the last day or so in Minneapolis. Again, the story's at InfoWars. Minneapolis militants raid federal vehicles, steal weapons and documents. Earlier that day, agents being attacked and having to shoot to defend themselves. And nothing so far being done to combat any of this as the left continues to ratchet up their activity. Every day, doing more brazen attacks, more offensive attacks, more explosives being thrown. Every day, they're ratcheting it up. And we're seeing no corresponding ratcheting up from the federal side. So this is a troubling feedback loop to be trapped in. But let's watch this extensive report about what exactly is going down in Minnesota.
Violent protesting reigniting. A federal agent ambushed and beaten in Minneapolis and then shot one of the attackers in the leg. DHS says the attack happened while the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer was arresting an illegal immigrant and was forced to defend his life. That makes two incidents in 1 week requiring action deemed by the federal government as justified to defend its agents. Anarchy is erupting in Minneapolis. Before and after what happened last night. So they're not protesters anymore. They're agitators and criminals. Look at this. The video showing them throwing fireworks and other items at agents, breaking glass, beating cars, agitators vandalizing federal vehicles, and using spray paint against them. The feds were forced to respond with pepper spray, tear gas, and flashbangs to get things under control. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem made some big news moments ago when she said the department could do more with fewer agents on the streets if only Mayor Jacob Frey would work with them instead of putting them in danger.
This kind of violence is perpetuated by what we hear the governor saying, what we hear the mayor in Minneapolis saying, and their irresponsibility is extremely reckless. Governor Tim Walz has my phone number. I have called him and talked to him and said, listen, you let your city burn down in 2020. Don't do it again. President Trump wants to keep everybody safe. We're enforcing federal law. We're protecting every single American. Work with us.
She offered her number to the governor of Minnesota to keep more of this from happening. The violence against ICE agents. Let's see if he calls her. New information now about the ICE agent who shot and killed agitator Rene Good. According to DHS, he suffered internal bleeding to his torso after Rene Good ran into him with her SUV. Vice President J.D. Vance posting this on X. While much of the left has lied about this case, it turns out ramming a law enforcement officer with a car causes injuries. Who knew? Minnesota Governor Tim Walz gave an address last night. Critics say his words are again inflaming the situation.
Help us establish a record of exactly what's happening in our communities. You have an absolute right to peacefully film ICE agents as they conduct these activities. So carry your phone with you at all times. And if you see these ICE agents in your neighborhood, take out that phone and hit record. Help us create a database of the atrocities against Minnesotans.
Lieutenant Randy Sutton is coming up in focus. We'll begin with Matt Finn in Minneapolis. Matt.
Harris, the Twin Cities are on edge. And then last night, we get word of another shooting. When our crew arrived to the scene, there was already a well-organized, very angry anti-ICE protest, shadows and silhouettes weaving in and out, trying to squeeze out police, get close to the police line. Also, rioters apparently ripped a weapons locker from a vehicle believed to be used from immigration agents. Extremely incited agitators tried to smash their way into the weapons locker and may have gotten their hands on bullets and at least one gun. People were damaging cars, smashing windows, and spray painting them. Protesters were also going through what appears to be law enforcement documents on the street. One of our producers on the scene says the protesters were carefully reading each paper they got their hands on, believed to have sensitive information like agent names, arrests, warrants, maps, and much more. Now, all of this chaos erupted near the shooting scene. DHS says immigration agents were conducting a targeted traffic stop on an illegal migrant from Venezuela. They say the man tried to escape, crashed his car, and then ran. At one point, two other people joined in on ambushing an officer, hitting him with a shovel. The officer feared for his life and shot the initial subject in the leg. That person is believed to be okay. Now, around the same time as the shooting, a special address from Governor Tim Walz was airing statewide. Walz mentioned resistance and told Minnesotans that Donald Trump wants chaos and confusion. Mayor Jacob Frey urged protesters to be calm, but is blaming the Trump administration.
There's still a lot that we don't know at this time, but what I can tell you for certain is that this is not sustainable. This is an impossible situation that our city is presently being put in. Imagine if that city or that town was suddenly invaded by thousands of federal agents that do not share the values that you hold dear. Imagine if your daily routines were disrupted.
So a short while ago, President Trump posted on Truth Social that for now, a judge has sided with the Trump administration and will allow the ICE immigration raids to continue here in Minneapolis. Harris.
Matt Finn, thank you. The president is at the ready, posting this. If the corrupt politicians of Minnesota don't obey the law and stop the professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE, who are only trying to do their job, I will institute the Insurrection Act, which many presidents have done before me, and quickly put an end to the travesty that is taking place in that once great state.
Yeah, that'd be great to see. I mean, what's the wait? What's the holdup here? Fuming Pam Bondi loses it at prosecutors quitting over ICE killing probe. Attorney General Pam Bondi was so furious with six federal prosecutors who announced they would resign rather than prosecute the widow of a Minnesota woman killed by an ICE agent that she fired them before they had a chance to give their notice. The attorney general was visibly angry during an interview Thursday with Fox News host Sean Hannity, in which she described how the prosecutors told her after the killing of 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good that they wanted to resign and use their annual leave through April. What happened in Minnesota? We had six prosecutors who suddenly decided they didn't want to support the men and women of ICE, she said, her voice rising as she emphasized certain words to show her disdain. They wanted taxpayers to pay for them to go on vacation because they decided they didn't want to support law enforcement. So, breaking news tonight, I fired them all. They're all fired from this office. which is good to see. But, you know, I saw somebody comment, and I think it's an appropriate interpretation of the facts. Pam Bondi lives for these types of moments. She loves being able to go on Fox News and say, I fired these six people. And it's like a, it's like in the news right now. Is this live, what we're seeing here? Is this is live right now? So we're monitoring here live as the protests, you know, continue to rage there in Minneapolis. This is outside the ICE facility, and you can see the federal officers there. Is this from today? I mean, it looks exactly the same like yesterday. Because I guess we're just doing this forever now. Until somebody else gets killed and they ramp it up even more. Until somebody brings a real weapon to this and starts shooting at the agents and they start shooting back and it becomes a full-fledged conflagration. We could stop this at any point, remember. Remember, at any point we can interrupt this feedback loop. But we choose not to, so here we are. Yeah, it seems like, you know, Pam Bondi lives for these moments where she can sort of beat her chest and act like she's doing something. But that's not what we need right now. What we need is a businessman. What we need is somebody who is just no fun in games, no raging on Fox News. What we need is a bizarro world Merrick Garland. That's what we need. Remember, Merrick Garland never yelled. Merrick Garland never, you know, got on CNN and started spouting off, I fired them. They didn't want to do it, so I fired them right away. That's what happens here. No, it's all just, we're pursuing the law as we see fit, and the presentation is all strictly business, and I would never be guided by anything other than my resolute conviction for the truth and law and order and the Constitution of the United States. Meanwhile, they're ripping fathers out of their bed and throwing them in concrete boxes and just abusing the hell out of everybody, letting their witnesses perjure themselves on the stand and then covering it up when it's revealed and then arresting the guy that exposes it. I mean, total brutal mafia tactics, but presented in a calm and professional and moderate way. We have the exact opposite. We have nothing happening behind the scenes. Nothing happening in a business-like, systematic way. Just flailing and puffery and nonsense and smoke and mirrors behind the scenes. And then in front of the camera, it's all pounding your chest and screaming about all that you're doing. We need literally the exact opposite. We need the inversion of what we have now. I don't want loud but ineffective. I want quiet but ultimately effective. We're getting the opposite, and it's infuriating. POTUS threatens to invoke Insurrection Act if Minnesota Dems continue allowing leftist rioters to attack ICE. President Donald Trump issued multiple messages on Truth Social Thursday, celebrating a Minnesota judge for declining to block ICE operations in the state and threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act if any Democrat politicians, such as Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, fail to prevent leftist rioters from attacking ICE officers. Quote, a highly respected judge declined to block ICE operations in the very politically corrupt state of Minnesota, he wrote. ICE will therefore be allowed to continue its highly successful operation of removing some of the most violent and vicious criminals anywhere in the world, many of them murderers, from the state. The great patriots of law enforcement will continue to make our country safe. All caps lock record low crime numbers, which is, of course, true. That is true. Now I want to go to a video from all the way back in old 2016. Because back in 2016, they hadn't quite gotten the message that they were, supposed to be suicidally dedicated to the destruction of America at all costs, and part of that being selling our birthright out to, you know, whoever can scam their way into the country. They hadn't quite learned that yet, so they did a ride-along with ICE and showed what actually happens when ICE goes out and does their job and arrests the bad guys. I'm having trouble finding that one right now. But let's go to clip 41 here, because again, this is another Minnesota lawmaker, again, calling on an escalation in the conflict. Let's watch.
If there were neighbors and others who came out to help this person, that is just an example of Minnesota being a place where we help our neighbors. And we are clear that the ICE agents have been coming here, and there's over 2,000 of them. And they've been attacking and terrorizing our state. So, yes, neighbors will come out and be helpful. I'm not certain if they had brooms or shovel. That is to be further investigated.
If they did, in fact, have some sort of weapons to use to attack the ICE officer, would that change your opinion of whatever unfolded next?
Actually, no, right? Because from our vantage point, we wanted to make sure and always wanted to make sure that Minnesotans are being dealt with properly. And when we think in terms of any pursuit or any apprehension of anyone, there's a way for you to do your work where it's respectful and it's fair. We unfortunately have seen ICE not be respectful, not be fair, but to be illegal and to attack and to be very aggressive with Minnesotans. And to see that the federal government has made a decision to attack and send more and more agents here and allow them to be allow them to misbehave, we think that's a tragedy and a travesty.
So again, there's a Minnesota state senator just doing everything she can to downplay the threat that ICE is under, to encourage people to go out and cause problems, and again, acting like they don't know that ICE agents were just attacked with a shovel. Well, I don't know about any of that. It's like, okay. But it did happen. So why are you making it worse? Look at these morons. Again, what are they standing up for? Criminals and rapists. Literally, criminals and rapists. That's who these people are fighting for. This isn't Kent State, right, where it's a bunch of college students who've seen their friends sent off to die in some godforsaken rice field in Vietnam. All right, this isn't the civil rights movement where black people are being beaten or, you know, not allowed to participate in their own communities. This isn't, there's nothing righteous about this. There's nothing upstanding about this. There's no oppression these people are resisting. There are laws about coming into the country that people have broken, and these people are gathering to try to get those laws not to be enforced. That's all. This is not a righteous cause. This is not even a reasonable cause. This is just illegality. It's just anarchy. It's nothing more sophisticated or complicated or anything than that. Like, it honestly must be confusing for the ICE officers. Like, what? You know, what are these people yelling? Just a bunch of nonsense? This is the funny thing. It's like when people say to me stuff about InfoWars that's just like not at all what we do because they've just like heard some lie about it. And it must kind of be like that. I'm trying to think of an example of like, I don't know, you know, just whatever people believe about InfoWars. It's like, oh, you're InfoWars, so you must think this, this. You think this, this, this. And it's just like, no, we've never said that. But it doesn't matter because they still hate us for that. It's not us. It's not who we are, right? ICE is not out there arresting American citizens. They're not oppressing Americans or anybody for that matter. They're not denying people their rights. They're arresting criminals in full comportment with the law in every possible way. And these people are just mad about that. Great. They're idiots. They're brainwashed. We don't need to coddle or like treat them like they have valid concerns. They literally don't. So I really don't know what we're doing here. So I want to show you this clip from 2016. This was on CNN, I believe, back in 2016, before everybody got in the message. So just a reminder, everybody out there that we're witnessing who thinks that they're standing up against evil or whatever, they have been brainwashed. And this is undeniable. It's not an either or. It's not a, well, they went far left and we went far right. We are exactly where we were 20 years ago. I've got essays I wrote in high school about the need to deport illegal immigrants. We have not changed in the slightest. We have not gotten more extreme, except in accordance with the extremity of the problem that we're trying to deal with. Right? It's not like we started out just like, well, I don't know about illegal immigrants, and now we're just like, everybody has to die. Like, no, it's just like, please, for the love of God, get the illegal immigrants out. Stop the illegal immigrant fraud that is bringing in millions of people illegally as well, but just under the color of law because they check the right boxes when they're sent the information from their ethnic cohorts in India that are scamming the system along with them. So we haven't changed. We've always been right here. The rest of the country has gone insane. And all you have to do is look back at this video from 10 years ago when everybody was still at least moderately sane before they had been driven into insanity by propaganda and lies. This is what the world used to be like before the left went completely bonkers. Let's watch.
Just before the sun rises in the Windy City, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents fan out across Chicago to arrest criminals in the U.S. illegally.
Tech one, tech two, tech three.
CNN was granted exclusive access to witness some of those raids.
We got three targets this morning. You know, some of the neighborhoods a little sketchy, so we got to make sure it's not just the target we're looking after, but the people around us.
They want to come out extra early, like right now, because they want to catch these people before they go to work. That's why it starts so early in the morning.
Radio check.
All right, let's roll, guys.
A lot of things go through your head. Your adrenaline, blood pressure, of course, goes up when you're getting ready to do something like this. All right, that vehicle behind us is off limits.
How many people are involved with this operation particularly right now?
I have a five-man arrest team here situated in this neighborhood here on the street. You see the stoop going up. I have a couple guys sitting right inside that stoop. This is part of what we do. Keep eyes on somebody and try to be as covert as we can. There we go. Is that him in white?
This may look organized, but in this moment, confusion.
There's always challenges we face when it's dark. Somebody looks very similar to an individual.
ICE agents mistakenly arrest the target's brother.
In the process of talking to him in the vehicle, he then said, oh, no, I'm actually so-and-so. Who are you looking for?
Okay, so now this exact event, if it were to be portrayed today on the same channel, it wouldn't be, these members of Immigration and Customs Enforcement are going out to capture criminals that are evading the law. It would be, these Nazi Gestapo are going out to kidnap innocent people living in America without a warrant, right? The action hasn't changed. We haven't changed. The law hasn't changed. The way it's been described to you has changed. The propaganda has changed.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheElvShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.